The role of a support person is critical because it's essential that we know who is actually doing the communicating. And to help understand the roles that support persons may play, we distinguish a person who assists with communication, an advocate or proxy communicator, and an interpreter of non-symbolic behaviors. A communication assistant conveys messages generated or approved by the individual. In other words, the individual being supported is the communicator. For example, the person may be spelling a message on their alphabet board and their assistant is saying what they're pointing to. In this situation, the communicator is the user of the letter board, not the assistant. For communication to be authentic and authored by the communicator, it's essential that we observe the communicator doing the communicating as conveyed by the assistant. Now, a proxy communicator or advocate uses their own language. It's not generated by the individual being assisted. They're saying what they think the person wants or what they think is in the best interest of the person based on their knowledge of that person. And this is appropriate in situations when a person cannot communicate even with communication supports. Now, for the sake of efficiency or energy conservation, a support person may shift to a proxy or an advocate role rather than assisting the individual to communicate their message. And when this happens, we need to make sure that we are constantly checking in with the individual to make sure that we're truly hearing their message. Interpretive communication occurs when a support person assigns meaning or intent to an individual's non-symbolic behaviors, and you're going to learn more about this from Dr. Joe Watson in session 5.